Hello and welcome back to the New Generation Sports Report podcast. I am your host, Tanner Mondock. I am joined by Ty and Rob here, and this is going to be the last time that me and Ty are going to be warm today. Man, has the start to the spring sports season been brutal. The first game we're going to talk about, Wilmington Oil City softball, was actually decent.
Yeah,
decent
weather. It was comfortable. Nicest weather game.
Literally everything else after that has just been horrible.
Rain, wind, cold, a little bit of hail for two of the games. It was
that. It's been absolutely ridiculous. And on top of that, the quality of baseball and softball we've been watching have not been good.
Early season just games for sure.
Specifically, pitching for the most part. You know, there have been some good performances, but you know, when it's cold, raining, you know, and windy, it is hard to, you know, get a good grip on the ball and pitch well. It's been met. What a start to the spring sports season. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about four wild games here. So let's start it off with the one that actually had decent weather. So we started off real nice here. This was Wilmington Oil City softball. And the Greyhounds, they started the season off with a big 14-4 win over the Oilers in five innings.
Yeah, this was a impressive, well-balanced effort for Wilmington. Avery Harlan, fantastic start to the season for her. Two home runs in that game. Her first at-bat of the season was a in-the-park home run. She followed up with a home run at her second at-bat.
Yeah, and then I'm sure Rob has some other things about her, as she just kind of continued that dominant stretch.
Yeah, I think she has four home runs in two games already. So,
yeah. What a start for her.
Fantastic start to the season.
Yeah,
Cara Deal, three hits as well. Three hits for Ava Williamson. And the pitching for them was phenomenal that game.
This game was probably, I don't know, maybe one of the few good pitching performances that we've seen was from these two Wilmington pitchers.
Yeah, they split it up between Ava Williamson and Stella Maynard.
Yeah.
14 strikeouts for the two of them combined in six innings. Just a pretty dominant performance for Wilmington all around.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really. I mean, they looked good last year, and it was no surprise. You know, they're returning a lot of talent. No surprise to see them take care of business there against the Oilers. Let's keep moving along here to a just absolutely brutal game to be standing in. This was West Middlesex Eisenhower. It was extremely cold, and it rained almost the entire time. But we did get a good pitching performance out of Harper Nickel here. West Middlesex got the win here 12-1 over Eisenhower.
Yeah, the coach of that team, Jesse Nickel, joked with me that the weather waited until the game started to start the hail and the rain and that. But despite that, like you said, Harper Nickel, a very good pitching day, six strikeouts in four innings. Now, I will say Eisenhower, they actually got off to a 1-0 start with Abby Darr hitting a double. And then she was able to get home for the first run of the game. But after that, it was all West Middlesex. Kylie Kimpin and Julia Thornton, each two hits, two RBIs. Nevaeh Lapsevich, one hit, three RBIs. So once they got that first run out of the way, they just took this game over and ran away with it.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, the cold didn't slow them down. The bats were hot here. They got the 12-1 win over Eisenhower. All right, so probably the just craziest game that we covered so far this year. Let's switching gears here over to some baseball. This was Sharon Wilmington. This was wild. So a 13-12 final with the Tigers getting the win. Multiple lead changes throughout. You never did know who was going to win this one until Cohen Fertig ended this thing with a walk-off RBI single.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, 13-12, that is a game where pitching was nowhere to be found.
There was no pitching.
Wilmington, pretty early in this game, felt like they had control of it. Freddie Zehetner started this game out really well.
They had a decent lead, right?
Yeah, they were able to get up to, a 3-4 run lead pretty early on. And Sharon disintegrates that. They end up tying it 5-5. And then they go on a nice run to start getting it back. They end up leading 11-8 entering the last inning. Chase Mitcheltree for Wilmington ends up coming
up a good game.
He ends up coming up really big in that last inning. He gets a double and gives them three RBIs on that. They're able to take the lead, and then Sharon just in that final section played phenomenally. They were able to load the bases up and then tie the game up on a catcher interference.
Mm-hmm.
And then with full bases, Cohen Fertig, a sophomore, a guy with not a ton of varsity experience, first game of the season, has that chance, and he drops a single and brings Owen Shanker home for the win. Just a phenomenal way to start the season for him.
Yeah, no. Walk-offs are fun. You know, mm-hmm. they're fun to watch. This game is crazy, so, I mean, it just felt fitting that it ended with a walk-off. Not too often you see a 13-12 final in baseball or softball, really. Tigers got the win there over the Greyhounds. Let's go over to our final game to talk about here, another baseball game. Cold, raining, hail, you know the drill. So this was Greenville Hickory, and I mean, just from the very start of this one, Greenville was in full control. I mean, the starting pitcher for Hickory only recorded one out before he was pulled. What was his name? Was it Sloan?
Yeah.
Is he the starter? Yeah. Only recorded one out. In Greenville, they just they poured it on here, and they ended up getting the 18-3 win.
Yeah. I specifically want to shout out Carter Reichard for Greenville. He was the starting pitcher and had a fantastic day hitting as well.
He looked good. I mean, it was funny. He was actually – so I was shooting mostly from the Greenville dugout. He was joking that, like, all the Hickory pitchers would go out there when the wind and rain would die down. But he's like, when I go out there, it's like hail's coming down. It's windy. But – it didn't affect him.
No. Phenomenal day. Six strikeouts, two hits, three RBIs for him. And really, all of Greenville felt like they were getting anything they wanted offensively. Yeah. I mean, they all kind of ate in that one. For Hickory, Jack White definitely was the standout. Two hits, two RBIs for him. He was the pitcher that filled in during that first inning, and he pitched for just over three innings, three strikeouts. So not a ton of great pitching for Hickory, but he was definitely the standout in that group. Just a rough day for the Hornets. Outside of the first inning where they were able to get three runs, they went quiet from then on out.
Yeah, and same for Riker too, you know, giving up those three runs, but then he locked in after that. And mm-hmm. I think the most impressive part of his day was when he had the bases loaded and he was able to escape that. I mean, like he even complained about, you know, every time he's going out there on the mound, you know, the weather conditions just pick up. And I mean, when he escaped that bases loaded jam there, I mean, that was like, kind of solidify, like, yeah, you had a good day out there.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you battled some poor conditions, and you didn't let that affect your game. So yeah, Greenville, they were a solid squad last year. They did lose some kids at graduation, but you know what, they still returning a lot here, and a lot of other kids stepping up, and they look good. So Trojans look good. They got the 18-3 win over Hickory. All right, so yeah, let's throw things over to Rob here. Rob, what you got for us?
From last Tuesday, Mercer softball, they beat Laurel 6-3. Angelina Eichmann, she had a complete game. Five hitter, 10 strikeouts, three walks. Also from Tuesday, Kaylee Long, she had a complete game for Middlesex. She gave up seven hits, struck out six, walked two. Harper Nickel, she had a solo home run in that game. And Kaylee Long, two ribbies. Also, the 26th Lawrence Mercer Relays in New Wilmington. I just wanted to mention Slippery Rock Girls and Shenango Boys. They won the team titles. All the results were in the paper last Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a lot to go through. A lot of track results on here. Kind of a theme on here that we kind of don't get into too much of just in the nitty-gritty with track results, because that's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Wilmington Area School Board, they met last Tuesday, and they voted 8-1 to rename, you know, Greyhound Stadium, the Terry Varelli Stadium.
Yep.
There's a no-brainer move right there, you know, 314 wins. Led them to the 2008 state title, which is like one of the best championship games ever, if you've ever seen it.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I remember when that was announced that could be a possibility. I'm like, all right, this is like not even a possibility. It's just like,
yeah,
who's gonna vote no? You know,
Terry also led the Hounds to the 1988 and the 2017 title games. From last Wednesday, Wilmington baseball, they rolled over Newcastle Union. 15-0. That's like a big thing online, you know, Union Reimersburg and Newcastle Union.
Yeah.
Hunter Jones, two singles, four ribbies. Tristan Jones and Jason Lorenz, They combined to pitch a three-hitter. Also from last Wednesday, here's the follow-up to what you were talking about, that Oil City game. Wilmington softball beat Jamestown 10-3, and Avery Harlan, two more homers in that game. So Maya Jewell, she had a home run and drove in two runs. Sharon softball, they opened the season last Wednesday, 10-0 win over Meadville. Maddie Vogan, complete game shutout, 10 strikeouts, no walks, two hits. And at the plate, she went 3-for-4 with a triple, double, single, and RBI. Hmm. And Sharon's coming off that, 25-1 season.
So they're looking to pick up wherever they left off then.
They beat Harbor Creek for the District 10 3A championship, and then they lost to Harbor Creek in the state semifinals.
Yep. I was there for both those games, and that was – those were still two very good games. But anyway,
Wanted to mention from Friday, Mercer Baseball, they beat Mohawk 11-10. That was at Mohawk High School in Bessemer. The Mustangs trailed 9-0 after two innings and rallied to pick up that win. Aiden Reihol, home run, double, three ribbies. Sharpsville and Hickory, the softball teams, they opened up the season down south in Myrtle Beach. Yep.
That's the way to do it, by the way.
That's right. that would have been great.
I'm at all these cold games, and I'm like, they got the right idea going down to Myrtle Beach for these.
But Sharpsville played four games. Lily Palco, here's her numbers, right?
Ooh, yes.
Three homers, two triples, five doubles, two singles, and 15 RBIs. And in one of those games, she didn't have a hit. You know, she would have even turned in like a, 2-for-4 or whatever.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to mention the 26th annual Buddy Giorino tournament's going on this week. It tipped off on Monday, and the games run through the whole week, with the championship and consolation games on Saturday. And you can see all those results in the paper throughout this week.
I always forget about that coming up, because we just wrap up a long basketball season, then we fully switch gears in the spring sports mode, and it's like, they're still playing basketball.
Yeah,
that's right. But yeah, that's going on. We're always getting results in the paper, so check that out. All right, Rob, that's it.
That does it.
All right, so let's talk about what we got coming up next. I'm sorry to keep talking about the weather, but the rest of the schedule and the rest of this week is looking bad. Weather-wise.
The first month of the spring sports schedule is usually a disaster.
Oh, and it's normally like it's a disaster because everything's just getting postponed. But we haven't really had a ton of postponements yet.
Yeah, everyone's doing good. This year's like a good year compared to most.
Yeah, so really this first month, I don't have to complain too much because everything's getting postponed anyway just because of like rain or snow even. Mm-hmm. But it's just been really cold, and so they're still going to play, and I have to suffer through it. All right. But anyway, Tuesday, so just shortly after we're done recording this, me and Ty are going to make the drive up the Slippery Rock to see Sharpsville take on the Rockets in baseball. Then on Wednesday, we have Jamestown at West Middlesex baseball. That one is going to be very brutal with the weather. I think it's going to be like in the 30s, potentially lower once you factor in the wind. Fun. Thursday, we have La Brea Brookfield softball, and then on Friday, we're getting in some lacrosse action where Louisville, Ohio, mm-hmm. is where this school is, going over to Hickory Friday night. So that does it. You guys got anything else you would like to mention?
No, we got everything, I think.
I think we did it. Yep. All right, so yeah, that'll do it this week on the New Generation Sports Report podcast. We are here on Wednesdays. You can find us at SharonHerald.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know the drill. Apologies for complaining about the weather. It's been brutal. I'll try not to do it too much next week. But anyway, Ty, Rob, thanks for being here. Thank you all for listening.